Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
میرے پیارے نبی ہیں وجہ تخلیق جہاں لوگوں زمانے بھر میں ان جیسا بھلا آیا کہاں لوگوں ذبیح اللہ اسماعیل کے عالی نسب سے ہیں وہی مشہور صادق اور امی جیسے لقب سے ہیں گھرانوں میں گھرانہ ان کا دنیا بھر میں اعلیٰ ہے ہے جس کے پاس دل ان سے محبت کرنے والا ہے بنو ہاشم کی قسمت کے ستارے جگمگا اٹھے کہ عبد المطلب خادم بنے ہیں کعبۃ اللہ کے یہودی عالموں نے ان کو خوشخبری سنائی تھی نبوت کی گواہی دی بہت سے راہبوں نے دی خدا لم یزل نے ان کو زمزم سے نوازا تھا اور اس پر ان کا ایک بیٹے کی قربانی کا وعدہ تھا جو قربانی کا قرآن نکلا عبد اللہ کا نام آیا قریشی خاندانوں کا یہاں پر دل تڑپ اٹھا دیا یہ مشورہ خیبر کے عرافان شیبا کو کہ تم اونٹوں کی صورت اس جوان کا خون بہا دے دو سو اس دن وادی مکہ کے ہر گھر میں خوشی پھیلی گلے مل کر وہب نے ان کی پیشانی بھی پھر چومی وہب مکہ کے ایک کنبے بنی زہرا کے والی تھے سو عبداللہ کی شادی تھے ہوئی پھر ان کی بیٹی سے سب اس حسن مجسم کا
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum and welcome to the midday show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Isup, every day, daily, Monday to Thursday, between 12 and 1 p.m. Today being the 25th of Muharram of 1446, corresponding to the 1st of August 2024. You know, today being a Thursday, and you know, as we approach after Maghrib is the next day, and one should recite abundance of durood and salam and salawat on our beloved Nabiya Kareem, Janab Nabiya Kareem Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let us all recite and we can all gain the reward of reading. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa ashabihi wa barik wa sallim. With that being said, our topic for discussion is going to be Salat. You know, as we were growing up, when we were youngsters, we weren't even baligh at the time, and our parents used to keep on emphasizing as to why should we read our salah. You know, even if you are 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, they tell us, you know what, go and read your salah, see, it's namaz time, come inside the house before Maghrib, between Asr and Maghrib. Up till now, you know, in our flat where we stay, I see the children, they're playing outside between Asr and Maghrib. I tell them, come inside, don't play outside between Asr and Maghrib. But we never thought of it as to why are they empowering us, and why are they mentioning this to us as to why must we perform our salah. You know, when we were younger, we didn't understand. Like, you know, they say up, down, kiss the ground. You know how we used to read our salah. But as we grew up and we understood that firstly, salah is the second pillar of Islam and is one of our core fundamentals in Islam. And salah is a communication that when you make your wudu properly, you stand in front of Almighty Allah. and you say Allahu Akbar. And when you fold your hands, you are negating everything else and you are standing before your Rabb. You are standing on the musalla for the females and for the males you go to the masajid. And you fold your hands and you put your head down in humility. And you are actually having that conversation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is listening. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. The most merciful, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Malik Yawmiddin. The masters of the worlds. And you look how amazing it is. And you know, a lot of my colleagues and my elders that I know, they always mention, you know, you must read, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. It is so important because thee alone do we worship and thee alone do we ask for help. Sometimes we sit and we think, you know what, how can I get through this problem? What can I do? But Allah has given us the prescription. It's a salah between you and the Almighty Allah. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ every day, 5 times a day, more than 5 times a day, we are beseeching Almighty Allah's help. And we say, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Thee alone do we worship and thee alone do we ask for help. That's why it's very important that we should be very paubend. And if we have children, then it should be very paubend, or we should make it a point that we must encourage them to perform their salat. And what's an amazing thing? How many of us actually know what, when we're reading the tashahud, the at-tahiyyat, when we read in at-tahiyyat, you know, it's actually a conversation that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Almighty Allah engaged in. And I managed to find an excerpt of it, right? And they say over here that at-tahiyyat is a very important dua that we repeat in our daily prayers, right? So it goes on to say, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, at-tahiyyatu lillahi was-salawat wat-tayyibat. All complaints, all our prayers and worship is only for you, Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyya wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace and blessings be upon you, O Prophet, and Allah's mercies and blessings be upon you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, peace be upon us and all the good slaves of Almighty Allah. Note that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't only include himself, but he was worried about his ummah. He said, us, peace be upon us, meaning himself and his ummah. That means from his companions right up till we stand now and until the last child is born. Is the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's thinking, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thought of all of us even before, we never even see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he was already, his fikr and his worry was for us, his ummah. And when the malaika were listening to this conversation between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they all replied, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. That I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship except Allah, and I bear witness that Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam is his slave and his mirror. So look how important it is that we should understand what we are reading in our salah. This conversation I only found out, or this at-tahiyyat that we read, I only found out recently what it actually meant. And every time we read Salah, I literally get goosebumps on the back of my head. Because, I mean, for all these years that I've been reading Salah, and I didn't actually know what was it, and it is so, so important. It's one of the things that you have to basically read before you start the Durood Ibrahim. But I hope that everyone is in the best of health. Don't forget, the recipe segment now is going to be at 12:35. So you can send your messages through on the number 084-786-3132. International and overseas listeners, +27 84-786-3132. On the topic of Salah, you tell me, how do you discipline, or what ways were you taught when your parents were telling you or encouraging you to read your Salah? And how was it when you were growing up? Like, were they harsh? For the harshness, did it pay off now? Because I know at times, there were times when my parents were harsh on me to read my Salah. But alhamdulillah, they bear the fruit now that we try and be pardoned with our Salah. We try to read our Salah on time in the masajid. And I'll make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant my father, who was very instrumental in the work of tabligh. And, he kept me on the straight path, never went astray or anything of that sort. He always encouraged me. He took a walk to the masjid. He introduced me to all his asatis, his asatiza. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him the highest in Jannah, full his kabr al-nur. Grant him Jannah al-Firdaus. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. So inshallah, we're going to go for a small nasheed break, that you can send your messages as your experience or tips for our other listeners if they have children who are having difficulty in making them read the Salah. You can send, I know there is a dua, I'm just going to find that dua, and inshallah when we come back, then I will give that dua inshallah.
Hum safar hum nawa, hum nashi hum qadam, hum safar hum nawa, hum nashi hum qadam, walide muhtaram, walide muhtaram,
walide muhtaram, walide muhtaram, walide muhtaram, walide muhtaram,
apni sab khwahishon ka gala ghot kar, roz o shab jis pe ghalib rahe fikr gar, apni sab khwahishon ka gala ghot kar, roz o shab jis pe ghalib rahe fikr gar, zahiran sakht hai baatinan hai naram, zahiran sakht hai baatinan hai naram,
walide muhtaram, walide muhtaram,
walide muhtaram,
walide muhtaram, walide muhtaram,
parvarish tarbiyat mein na chhori kasar, fikr aulaad mein ki safar dar safar, parvarish tarbiyat mein na chhori kasar, fikr aulaad mein ki safar dar safar, unko mehboob humko jaho hasham, unko mehboob humko jaho hasham,
walide muhtaram, walide muhtaram,
walide muhtaram, walide muhtaram,
walide muhtaram,
naujawan ne budhape mein dalta raha, روز و شب جن کی خاطر وہ گلتا رہا.
It's just gone 23 minutes past 12 Central African time, and this is the Midday Show with myself, Brother Suleiman Isop, Monday to Thursday between 12 and 1 p.m. As we were discussing, the topic is on Salah and how should we bring in our Salah, and also we should be also reciting the Quran. You know, Mufti Saab always says about the Quran is sitting on that shelf and it collects dust. And the only time the Quran comes out is during the month of Ramadan. I know I'm also guilty of it. Unfortunately, you know, I try my level best to read at least a ruku a day or some sort of reading I do during these days, you know, like when I go home, then after my Isha Salah, I try to read a little bit of Quran, inshallah. We try our level best, you know, we are all insan, we make mistakes. We are, but we also get that sort of hidayah. Allah gives hidayah to whomsoever He pleases. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me first the hidayah to practice upon what I preach. As before we went for the break, I said that I'm going to give a dua for a righteous child. So the dua is from Surah number 37, Surah Fatir. Verse 100. And it is Rabbi Habli Minas Salihin. Rabbi Habli Minas Salihin. O Allah, bless me with a pious offspring. Rabbi Habli Minas Salihin. If you have a daughter, Mufti Saab say Rabbi Habli Minas Salihat. Min al-Salihat. The Surah As-Safat. Verse number 100. Rabbi Habli min al-Salihin. O my Lord, grant me a son. So this is when you make dua for a pious son or a pious daughter. Rabbi Habli min al-Salihat. For a pious daughter. Another dua that you can also read is the famous dua that Mufti Saab always says. Surah 25, verse 74, Surah Furqan, the criterion. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. O our Lord, grant us that spouses and our offspring to be a joy to our eyes, and do make us the leaders of the God-fearing. So we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us God-fearing, to asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with pious spouses and pious offspring. So it's very important that we always recite these masnoon du'as on a daily basis, you know. Not only if you want to get married do we recite these du'as, but even whenever you need anything, you can read these du'as, these Rabbana du'as. There's 40 Rabbana du'as that we can read. Looks like Maulana Zai doesn't want to join us today. You know, we've got an important topic on Salah. And we're asking Maulana. Maulana says he's busy. But let's see. Maulana, can you give us a few minutes of your time, inshallah? At upper 12, we're going to go for our recipe segment. So we're just speaking on the topic of Salah. So ask Maulana for about 5-10 minutes, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Maulana.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Maaf, Haji Suleiman.
I was just explaining to the listeners that when we're reading the At-Tahiyyat, do we actually know what are we reading when we're saying At-Tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa taibat? And it's an actual conversation between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, you know, I said when you're growing up also, we are very, you know the word stoked. You're like very naughty. Like your parents, you say, you know, Gurijo Salah, Gurijo Salah. But now we understand when we grow up, we become balik, we become of the age, that why was, you know, the foundation our parents set for us at the beginning, as to why they were always, in inverted commas, they were nagging us to read Salah. Now we understand that Salah is, is a cure. It's a conversation between you and Almighty Allah, and there's peace and sukoon and serenity when you, and you get the enjoyment when you read that salah. You know, after you read, after you leave the masajid for the males, and you walk out that the masjid door, you feel that sense of that burden off your shoulder. Maulana can elaborate on the topic on salah.
Sheikh, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa sallallahu ala nabi al-ummi. So salah is it's a pillar of Islam. And as Haji Suleiman, you sent out a beautiful dua the other day. Rabbi ja'alni muqima salah. Rabbi ja'alni muqima salah wa min dhurriyati. Rabbana taqabbal dua. So anything in deen that we want to implement, and this we take lesson from Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, when he made the dua, Rabbi awzi'ni. He didn't ask for gratitude. He didn't say, I'm expressing gratitude. Here he is making dua, he's saying, Ya Allah, grant me the ability to make gratitude, to express gratitude. So similarly with any action that we want to bring into our lives, we have to ask Allah. So this is the dua that you've posted it, Sulaiman. I think you've got it. If any of the listeners want it, our brother Sulaiman, inshallah, will send it to you. Rabbi ja'alni muqima salah wa min durriyati. And also from our progeny. This morning I was telling my daughters that when we saw them reading salah, it brings coolness to the eyes. And this is the dua that we make, that, O Allah, Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun. This is the coolness of our eyes when we see them engaging in all of those good activities such as salah. So Sulaiman, you asked about what is the meaning of attahiyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibat. You've also spoken on khushu. You've also spoken on different aspects. And we just take it, let's go. We're performing salah. We're going to perform dhuhr salah in a few minutes. So let's see. Let's practically see. Am I going to go with the right intention? Am I going to prepare myself well in advance for the men folk who are going to leave and they have to perform their wudu? You should perform your wudu at home and then go and perform the salah. Perform, try is level best. If you can't, then it's fine. But perform your sunnats at home. So this whole journey now towards our dhuhr salah, what is it like? And we know the hadith that the key to Jannah is salah. And the key to salah is wudu. So where does it start? Haji, brother Sulaiman, I'm sure you know our brother Al-Amin Templeton. And once we asked him how you embraced Islam, so he said, there was various things. I was searching. But then I found something beautiful about Islam that's different to other religions. On this basis here, he said, I saw the Bible and I saw the followers who claimed to follow the Bible. They just open the Quran, open the Bible. They go to the hotel. They're in the drawer. You find the Bible. Many who do not believe in the Bible will take the Bible and throw it down. You know those naughty youth, Brother Sulaiman, they'll take the Bible, and you can't do those things because some things which are true, still you cannot disrespect it. So on this basis, but then he said, when it came to the Quran Sharif, I saw people washing themselves. It's like preparation before you're actually going to touch the Quran Sharif. And I found this to be something amazing. And on this, so your preparations, if you have to see in the books of Ahadith, there will be no time to go through each one. But how much of rewards there is in washing your face, washing your hands, washing all these limbs, and all the sins that are shedding through this wudu. And then you are you're presenting yourself before Allah Azza wa Jal. So this, we can start off on this note, Brother Sulaiman. And inshallah, just light, because I know you want to start your recipe segment. You flooded today with recipes. So what's on the menu today?
Today we have Lahori chops. And there was another one, Mafra Mulana.
Okay, while we're getting to that, so we'll just do the introduction today.
There's Lahori chops, there's sweet sour chops, and there's saucy chops.
Okay, nice. So
and
it's
there was some other the recipe that came in yesterday. I came in quite late, so we're gonna do start with that one first, inshallah.
It's all about the chops today.
No, it's all about the chops today. But yesterday,
this is biryani or something.
Yesterday was biryani. Then we got another one, a puri recipe.
Mm.
A puri recipe, a tandoori chicken bun.
Mm.
And we have, I think this is a cupcake flour recipe.
Okay.
But yeah, so we've got about six recipes, inshallah.
Mm. But I still say that when you're giving the recipe,
yeah,
if you can make it for us, and then we can...
You know, I got from Monday, I've got like nine recipes already, so...
Maybe just one out
like
of
I'm
the lot.
Looks like I'm going to be very busy this
and
weekend.
I'll be honest, I don't mind if it's... you need us to, you know, test it and express how it feels, how it's...
Is it only going to be you or the whole station? Or even have a small talk outside.
But you did do it once, right? You brought some food, you cooked
yeah,
once.
Yeah, I once made a chicken curry.
Mm.
I made like on my own from scratch.
So yeah, the listener the other day asked if you cook. So
yeah,
there
was
you
only
did.
Like one time, maybe like yeah. 2 years, 3 years ago.
Nobody just cooks overnight. It's
yeah.
something you've been doing for a while and then...
You see, I did overnight. Like,
you
know
what?
I just said, you know what, let me make a chicken curry.
Mm.
And boom, I made a chicken curry.
Inshallah, one day we'll taste it.
Inshallah.
So, there's messages coming through. We also want to taste. So, anyway, so that's our lesson for today. What we need to introspect right now. We're going to read our performer our Dhuhr Salah. Just because most of our listeners are females. When the men are going for Dhuhr Salah, or many are working, but you say when the adhan has been given, you also go. Like this, they are gone, you are gone, and you're going to meet with the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. You're going to recite all those beautiful words in Salah. Salah is praises. And we'll come to this with At-Tahiyyat. What's the meaning? It's a narration of Bukhari Sharif. Inshallah, we'll do that. But nonetheless, we won't waste Brother Suleiman's time and the listeners who are interested in the recipes.
Jazakallah khairan, Mulana, for your time. Inshallah, we'll see you next week, Monday.
Inshallah.
So we're going to be on again on
Tomorrow
Monday.
Tomorrow you're giving us off.
Mulana, you say Jazakallah khairan. Allah reward you, inshallah, we'll see you on Monday. But for now, my dear respected listeners, we're just going to go for a quick ad break. And when we return, we will start with our recipe segment. You can send in your messages on 084-786-3132. International and overseas listeners, plus 27-84-786-3132.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
بني الإسلام على خمس خمسة أركان في الدين صوم وصلاة وزكاة حج والشهادتين شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله إقامة الصلاة إيتاء الزكاة وصوم رمضان وحج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله لا أعبد في الكون إلا الله ورسولي للبشر هدى
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Okay, inshallah, we're going to be starting with our segment. So yesterday, a listener sent in a recipe for a puri recipe, right? I'm going to try and read this as diligent as possible. Please make me maaf. But it's a quick recipe for a puri recipe, right? So you're going to take 3 cups of flour. 3 cups of flour. 1 tablespoon of salt. 1 tablespoon of salt, 1 tablespoon of baking powder, 1 tablespoon of baking powder, 1 tablespoon of butter or ghee, but they say it's better to use ghee. So 1 tablespoon of ghee. Then you're going to add the milk to make a soft dough, preferably warm milk. So you're going to add warm milk to make the dough soft. First, you're going to sift the dry ingredients and rub in butter. You're going to sift the dry ingredients and rub in butter. And then you're going to make a soft dough with the warm milk. The soft dough with the warm milk. And divide the dough into 10 balls. Divide the dough into 10 balls. Then cover and leave for 15 minutes. Cover and leave for 15 minutes. Roll out and cut into quarters. And then fry into a hot oil and then drain. So the recipe for the puri recipe. So you're going to get 3 cups of flour, 1 tablespoon of salt, 1 tablespoon of baking powder, 1 tablespoon of butter ghee, 1 tablespoon of butter or ghee, but preferably ghee. Then you're going to add milk to a soft dough, preferably warm milk. Then you're going to sift the dry ingredients and rub in butter and make a soft dough with the warm milk. Divide the dough into 10 balls and cover and leave for 15 minutes. Then you're going to roll out and cut into quarters and then fry into a hot oil. And once it's done, you can drain the oil. So that was a puri recipe. Puri. Then today's recipes that came in today is for a Lahori chops. Tried and tested, I hope. No, I'm just joking. I'm just joking. Lahori chops. So we're gonna have 1 kilo of chops. 2 tablespoons of ginger garlic paste. 2 teaspoons of ginger garlic paste. 1.5 teaspoons of salt. You know, when you say salt, you must specify whether it's rough salt or is it fine salt. Sometimes people put rough salt. I'm just saying. Then you want to have 1/4 teaspoon of turmeric powder. 1/4 teaspoon of turmeric powder. 1 tablespoon of crushed red chilies. 1 tablespoon of crushed red chilies. 1.5 teaspoon of chili powder. 1.5 teaspoons of chili powder. 2 tablespoons of tomato sauce. 2 tablespoons of tomato sauce. 2 tablespoons of lemon juice. 2 tablespoons of lemon juice. 2 tablespoons of chili sauce or the sauce of your choice. Then to spice the chops up, you can use any chili sauce of your choice, right? Then 1/2 teaspoon of steak and chop spice. 1/2 teaspoon of steak and chop spice. half a teaspoon of black pepper, half a teaspoon of black pepper. Now the method, you're going to add all the spices to the chops. Add all the spices to the chops. You're going to marinate for a few hours. Then heat 2 tabs of ghee. 2 tabs. Heat 2 tabs of ghee and add slivers of 4 cloves. Add slivers. Add slivers of 4 cloves, garlic braise. So you're going to add all spices to the chops. Then you're going to marinate for a few hours. Then heat 2 tubs of ghee and add slivers of 4 cloves garlic. Then you're going to braise the garlic until it turns pink. So you're going to braise the garlic until it turns pink. And then you're going to add the marinated chops. So you're going to braise the garlic until it turns pink and then marinate the chops. Then cook on low until tender. Cook it on low until it's tender. Then if you want to add a stir fry to the chops, you're going to get 1 onion, 1 green pepper. I see Morana Zaid wants to add to this ingredient. Morana?
I just got, it's not from my side,
yeah.
But you know, that's why I didn't want to do this, because I don't know much of all these terms in there.
Right.
Tabs is tablespoons.
Tablespoon, oh, Chi. Okay. Somebody messaged and said tabs is tablespoon.
Chi.
Oh, okay. Jazakallah Kiran.
Jazakallah.
Barakallah. So you're going to get 1 onion, and as you heard Morana, it says heated 2 tablespoons of ghee. Then you're going to add to the, this is what we're adding if you want to add stir fry, right? So you're going to have 1 onion, 1 green pepper, 2 tomatoes. Then the onion, the green pepper, and the 2 tomatoes, you're going to cut above, cut it into rings. You're going to make it into rings. Then you're going to have 1 green chili, 1 tablespoon of salt. They must specify whether it's the rough salt or fine salt. And then you're going to have 1/4 teaspoon of turmeric powder, and then 1 tablespoon of chili powder. Then you're going to heat the frying pan. Then you're going to add all the above ingredients and cook in the butter until soft. So to add to the chops and stir fry, you're going to add everything above it, above all the ingredients above, and you're going to make it until it's soft. So you're going to add all that there to the chops. And then they say, once it's done, then you dish out the chops onto a platter and then the stir fry on top. And the garnish with chopped dhania. Enjoy. Bon appetit. So, someone sent a message saying that sliver at garlic is actually finely sliced garlic. See, we learn everything. Okay, well, I'm learning something every day, something new every day, alhamdulillah. So, quickly, let's go through that recipe. For Lahori chops, if you missed anything, please message me and then I can send it through to you. 1 kilo chops. But you know, if you're only making 1 kilo chops, depending on how many people also, if the listener can tell me if there's more people that you're going to invite or you're having like a big function and you want to make this Lahori chops, then you can obviously decide how much kilo chops you want to use, right? But for now, we're just going to have 1 kilo chops. 2 tablespoons of ginger garlic paste. 1.5 teaspoons of salt, 1/4 teaspoon of turmeric powder, 1/4 teaspoon of turmeric powder, 1 tablespoon of crushed red chilies, 1.5 teaspoons of chili powder, 2 tablespoons of tomato sauce, 2 tablespoons of tomato sauce, 2 tablespoons of chili sauce of your choice, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, 1 tablespoon of steak and chop spice, 1/4 teaspoon of black pepper. Add all the spices to the chops. Marinate for a few hours. Then you're going to heat 2 tablespoons of ghee and add finely sliced garlic or finely sliced 4 cloves. Slivers is actually finely sliced garlic. Then you're going to add 4 cloves. Then braise until the garlic turns pink. Then you're going to add your marinated chops. Now you're going to cook it until it is tender. Then you're going to add a stir fry to the chops. So you're going to have... Okay, they say the slivers is a type of... is optional. And it's your choice whether you want to put the salt or not. Jazakallah khairan for that message. Where were we? Oh yeah. We will buy the stir fry. Stir fry to add to the chops. You're going to have 1 onion, 1 green pepper, 2 tomatoes, and the onions, the green pepper, the tomatoes, the 2 tomatoes, you must cut it into rings. Then you're going to have 1 green chili, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1/4 teaspoon of turmeric powder, 1 tablespoon of chili powder. Then you're going to heat your frying pan and you're going to put everything together. You're going to put the marinated chops, you're going to put the stir fry, you're going to put everything together. Right, and then you're going to cook it in butter until soft. Then once that is done, then you're going to dish out on a platter, depending on how many people you have, right? And then you're going to garnish it with a chopped dhania. I say jazakallah khairan to the listener who sent this here. Inshallah, I will read out your other 2 recipes on Monday. So, inshallah, I'm going to start off with those recipes next week, Monday. Don't forget my show as well on Saturday from 6 to 8. Can't forget Naat Qiraat. So, you can send in your messages and your nasheed requests to the numbers 084-786-3132. The international and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. And if you send in your request early, then inshallah we will, I will try and organize it. You know, it'll give me time, like, you know, Friday. Okay, the listener says that the 1 kilo chops feeds 3 to 4 people. So if you're having like a family get together, and you're having like 10, 15 people. So obviously, it'll be about 3, 4 kilos. Then you can have, even if there's leftovers, there's barakah in it. Must always remember, if you have leftovers, you know there's barakah in the food. Allah Ta'ala bless us, each and one of us. Ameen. Yeah, so I was saying, tomorrow of Saturday is our show, the Naat Qiraat show. And you can send in your messages and your nasheed requests. So it'll give me time today, tomorrow, Saturday in the morning, to get all your nasheeds in order, and then inshallah I can play it out for you. It's 7 minutes to 1 Central African time. We are going to go for our Dhuhr Adhan. From the team of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and the team of Please check. Oh, wait, we got something here. Okay, it says, please double check the puri recipe. 1 tablespoon of salt and 1 tablespoon of baking. Seem too much for 3 cups of flour. Maybe it's 1 teaspoon. Okay, this message that came in, right? For the listener who sent the puri recipe yesterday, right? They got a message saying, can you please double check your puri recipe? 1 tablespoon of salt and 1 tablespoon of baking powder seems a bit too much for 3 cups of flour. Maybe it should be 1 teaspoon. Or it should be 1 teaspoon of salt and 1 teaspoon of baking powder. Correct. So it's 1 teaspoon of salt and 1 teaspoon of baking powder. Please correct me if I'm wrong. Okay, the listener says, gee, it should be 1 teaspoon of salt and 1 teaspoon of baking powder for 3 cups of flour. For that is for the puri recipe. So, we're going to come to the end of our show. We say Jazakallah Khairan to each and everyone. It has been a pleasure. You know, it's the first time I'm doing a sort of solo program. I know, you know, with our Nasheed program, you send in your messages, I play it out for you. But here it's more of an interactive where I communicate with you. Teaspoon is teaspoon, 1 tablespoon, 1 tablespoon. Huh? I'm confused. TSP is tablespoon, TBSP is tablespoon. Yeah, tablespoon, teaspoon. But this is for the, what you call it? The puri recipe. But nonetheless, the listener who sent the puri recipe yesterday, please, if you could message me, and not message me now on my personal number, but if you could message me on a Marcus number on WhatsApp, and inshallah we can discuss this. About the recipe, because I think it's a bit of some confusion. Nonetheless, like I was saying, our Naat Kirat, tab is tablespoon, TSP is teaspoon. Jazakallah Khairan so much for making me understand all these terms. In 4 minutes to 1 Central African time, we're going to leave it at that. And Monday, inshallah, from 12 to 1 or 22, quarter to 1, 10 to 1, all depends. We will have another segment with myself, Brother Suleiman Yusuf. Fi amanillah, ma salama, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Online radio, serving you wherever you are. Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.